Yotta daf mem zayin, the fifth parak. Mishnah starts off, hoitziyu lo yes hakaf v'yes hamachta. He's now the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. They took out for him the kaf, the special spoon, v'yes hamachta, the special shovel. So Rashi says, milichchas hakelim. They went into the lichchas hakelim, the special room where they had the kelim, and they took out of there the spoon and the shovel. Now, chofein mole chofnov. Now the Kohen Gadol takes a mole chofnov. That means he takes two handfuls of the keteris, and he puts it into the two handfuls worth of the keteris, he puts into the spoon. Is hagodol ufi godloi. The Kohen Gadol depends how big his hands are. If he has bigger hands, so there's a bigger measurement of the keteris. V'hakotan ufi kotnoi. And the smaller Kohen Gadol, it goes according to his hands. If he has smaller hands, so that year all they need is this amount of keteris, the two handfuls of the Kohen Gadol. This was the midah the Kohen Gadol used to use on Yom Kippur to take the keteris lefnaya lefnim. This was the special keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur that they brought lefnaya lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this midah of the mole chofnov, the two handfuls, that's what was taken from outside and that one was used inside. This was the same midah he had inside, they took from outside, they used inside. And Agrashi says, Meforash b'gemara. The Gemara will explain what's the chiddush of the Mishnah of the kach ha'isimidosa. Now, not le samachta b'yiminoi, he would take in his right hand the shovel full of the coals, of the hot coals that he took off the mizbech hachitzon. And like we learned the Gemara before, everybody holds there was a special maroch, a special fireplace on top of the mizbech hachitzon, in order to take the coals to be able to bring into the kodesh hakadoshim that we use on Yom Kippur. V'yes hakaf b'smerli. And in his left hand, the Kohen Gadol would walk in with the keteris in his left hand in this spoon. And the Gemara will explain, why do we have to have a spoon for? Why doesn't he walk in with the keteris in his handful, in his two handfuls? So all this the Gemara will explain. So first of all, the Gemara says like this. Ma'achto toni lei. Our Mishnah says what? That he goes now into the lishchas hakelim, and he takes out a spoon, and he takes out another shovel, a ma'achto. For the Gemara, now he takes out a ma'achto. We learned in the Mishnah before already. We had before. He takes out the shovel and he goes on top of the mizbeach and he takes out a pan full, a shovel full of the coals. Then he goes down and he leaves it on the fourth step near outside the Azara. So he had already that he took a shovel full of coals. So why does the Mishnah say here he has to take another shovel? The Huri already took the shovel for the coals. And the Mishnah before was talking about the special keteris that he brings on Yom Kippur. So they already took the machta full of coals. So why does he need a second machta? Why does our Mishnah say also he takes another machta, another shovel full? So Gemara answers, Hosam machta de gicholim. Before the Mishnah, the last parak, we were talking about that the Kohen Gadol true took a machta, a shovel, and he went up to the top of the mizbeach hachitza, in the outside mizbeach, and he took a shovel full of the coals. And we said on Yom Kippur, the shovel was a golden kli, was a golden shovel, and it took exactly 3 carbon of coals, the amount that he needs to bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what we spoke about before. Fihocha, but our Mishnah over here is talking about Machta de Keteris. Here we're talking about you also need a second shovel to take in the Keteris. Or not to take in, but at least to take the Keteris out of its place. Titania, like we learned in a price like this. Hoitzioloi kaf rekon. They took out for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur an empty spoon, a kaf reikon, milishchas hakelim, coming out from the special room where they kept the kelim, lishchas hakelim. Umachto gidusha shekuteris. They also took out for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur this pan, this shovel, full of keteris. Gidusha means like piled on top or full of keteris. Milishchas beis avtinis. First they took the machto, like our Mishnah says, or like Rashi says, from the lishchas hakelim. And then they took that empty pan, that empty shovel, and they went over to the base of Tinus. That's where they made the keteris, and they filled it up with keteris. They made a umachta gedusha shekateris. They made the keteris like a shovel full of it, full of the keteris. And they brought it outside to the Kohen Gadol. And like Rashi says, machta de keteris lechafen mitaychai, in order to be able to take the special two handfuls of the keteris. Like the keteris says, mole chofnov. He has to have two handfuls of the keteris that he brings into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Sending Gemara says, Chofen mole chofnov. That's what our Mishnah says, really, that then he takes these two handfuls of the keteris, like he takes two handfuls worth of the keteris out of the machta, and then he pours these two handfuls worth of the keteris into this kaf, into the spoon that he took out from the lishkas hakelim. Hagodlu fi godloi, fi akotlu fi kotloi. There wasn't any exact measurement how much keteris he had to use. Depending upon how big the two hands of the Kohen Gadol was, that's how much he used. If he has bigger hands, he used a bigger amount. If he has smaller hands, he used a smaller amount. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kach hoisa midosai." This was the midah that they used to use. So we'll see later in the Gemara, what does it mean exactly, "kach hoisa midosai"? What does that mean? So now the Gemara goes like this, "kaf b'yom kippurim lomli." The Gemara asks the question, why do we need this spoon? Like, why did the Kohen Gadol have to take his moly chofna with two handfuls and put it into the spoon? Like, why couldn't he just walk in with these two handfuls of the keteris, let him carry it in his hands into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? For the Merkasha Lomuli, what do we have to have a spoon for? The Pasuk says, Molei Chofnov Vehevi. You have to bring in two handfuls of the keteris, Omer Rachmona. That's all the Torah says. The Torah doesn't say you have to bring it in a spoon. So Gemara says, Mishum de la Yevsha. True, really you shouldn't need it, but just there's no practical way of bringing the keteris into the Kodesh HaKadoshim unless you have it in a spoon. Why? So Mar says, the Hechi Nevet, what should we do? Nayel, let him first come in, let's say, and bring in the keteris. For Hoda Nayel, and then he has to go outside again to bring in the coals. Because the Kohen Gadol has to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with two things. He has to have the machta full of coals, because there's no fire inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That is, he burned the keteris. We hold you have to first burn it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the din is that first he puts down this machta, the pan full of coals, and he puts it down on the floor, and then he sprinkles on top of it the keteris. So he has to carry in with him the same time the keteris in one hand and the coals in another hand. So that's the kasha, how can he do it? If he's going to have two handfuls full of the keteris, so that takes up his two handfuls. So what do you want him to come in one time and put down the keteris, and then come in a second time and bring in the coals? For at the Gemara, you can't do that. Because habo achas omrachmona v'leish tei havois, you're only allowed to come in one time. You have to bring in two things with you one time, and not make two coming ins to our voice. The Rashi says habo achas omrachmona b'gicholim u'b'keteris. You have to come in one time with the coals and with the keteris. V'leish tei havois, and not two coming ins. Tichsir, because the pasuk says v'lokach molei hamachta gachla yesh miyala mizbeach o molei chofna v'hevi. The Beis HaProiches, you have to bring it inside to the Beis HaProiches. So it's mashma one coming in, you have to come in with the keteris and with the coals. So that's the kasha, how could you carry it in at the same time? For the Gemara, Nishkele le keteris b'chofnov, no, let him still carry the keteris in his two handfuls. Let him have his two handfuls full of the keteris. V'nachte l'machto alo, and let him put the pan of coals on top of his two hands. The question will burn his hands. No, there'll be something in between, or there'll be another piece of metal in between to stop the burning, to stop the heat. But our core point of what's so shver is this, let him walk in with the two handfuls of the keteris, and on top of the two handfuls, he'll have the smacht of the pan full of coals. So the Gemara says, Ober kimati hosam hechi levid. But when he comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how can he work there? How can he manage there? It may be true outside Taka, somebody will put it into his hands, or will pick it up with his teeth, and put the pan on top of his hands. Okay. But when he comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how does he do it there? Hechi levid. Nishkalei bishinai, if you want him to take off the pan full of coals, like how does he get it off? Since his two hands are filled with the keteris, how can he put the pan of coals down on the floor? So if you want to say he'll pick it up with his teeth, he'll pick up the pan, there'll be a string attached to it. He'll pick up the pan and put it down, v'nachte l'machta, and put the machta down on the floor. For the Gemara, you can't do that. Harshtel l'fnei melech bosa v'dom. Ein oisin kein, maduch in front of a normal king, a regular human king. You don't do like this, you don't take with your teeth, you serve him with your teeth. Is l'fnei melech malchi amlochem akadosh baruch hu, alachas kama v'kama. Hey, for sure, that when you go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can't do such a thing like that. It's not kovadik to take the pan of coals and put it down on the floor with your teeth. You can't serve Hashem with your teeth. Hilkach lo yefshar. Therefore, there's no other way or by coming in with your two handfuls of the keteris. So therefore, the chiv and lo yefsher, since there's no other way to do it, the way to do it is the way we find by the nesiim. It says by the nesiim they brought the kabbonos, like Rashi says. But Rashi says kaf achas malei keteris, that he had a kaf, he had a spoon full of the keteris. See also by Yom Kippur. First, the Kohen Gadol makes a molei chofna. He takes his two handfuls of the keteris. He uses his two hands. And then he pours that amount of the keteris into the kaf. And now he carries the kaf in his left hand. And in his right hand, he carries the machta full of the gecholim. So like this is very good. He walks in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And first he puts down the machta on the floor. And then he goes to sprinkle the keteris on top of it. So that's why he has to have a kaf, this spoon, in order to be able to carry in the molei chofnov with one hand. Right. Then the Mishnah says, not the less amachta b'yamin, b'yasakaf b'smil. He carries inside, in his right hand, carries the pan full of coals, and in his left hand, he carries the spoon full of the keteris. For the Gemara, yitziva b'aryo g'yura b'shmei shemaya. Like, how could that be? Yitziva, the native, the person that lives here, he's on the ground. Ogiyura, the ger, the person that's just coming to visit, he's in shemei shemaya, he's in shemayim. In other words, the Svara should be just the opposite. That the keteris is the more chashuv thing. That should be in your right hand. And the coals, that's not so chashuv, that should be in the left hand. How can we say the opposite? That the coals, the macht, is in the right hand. And for the Gemara, zumeruba v'zumuetis. That the macht weighs much more. It's full of coals. So it's heavy for the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, we let him use his right hand, his strong hand. V'zumuetis, machenken, the molei chofnov is not as big as the macht full of coals. Usually you don't have three carbon that fit into your handfuls. Therefore, it's a smaller amount of keteris will let you do it with your weaker hand. Like Rashi says, Meruba, ukfeido likach atzrichel yamin. Since it's hard to carry it in, it's very heavy, therefore we'll let you use your right hand. In other words, here there's not a din apostolos of using your left hand, even though we'll see later on in the Gemara that we hold for the avoidis of halachas adam, you can't use your left hand, you have to use your right hand. The vice is here, just carrying in the keteris is not doima to the halachas adam. There's no avoida of carrying it in. Therefore, carrying in the keteris, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to use his left hand. Right, then we have the gist in the Gemara. The Gemara says, right then, v'yafilo bizman sheshneim shovin. And even in a case where both are equal, in other words, ukemaisa the Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, if you can have a case of a tremendous big Kohen Gadol, that his two handfuls also equal the measurement of three carbon. Like we have three carbon worth of coals. So we have a tremendously big coin, Gadol, that his two handfuls also equal the amount of three carbon, or even more. So the Chura, then we should put the keteris in his right hand, because that weighs just as much as the coals does, and there it's more covered to use the right hand. Still we say, no, there's a loy plug. The Rashi says, V'yafilu bezman sheshneim shovim, koyin shechof not gedolim, in a case where a coin has tremendously big hands, and he puts his two handfuls together and makes three carbon. Even so, since by most kahanim the coals of three carbon is more than his handfuls, is therefore it's like a loy plug. You always take in the keteris in your left hand, and with your right hand you carry the heavier bundle of the keter of the coals. Now we have a gist in the Gemara, Zu Chama v'Zu Tzenenis. That Mashna from Rashi didn't have this gist. That's the way it also says, but our gist is that even if you want to say the Kohen Gadols are tremendously big hands, but still, since the Macht is made out of hot, it's hot coals, it's still harder to carry that. Therefore, there's still a Svara, the coals should go in your right hand, and the Keteris goes in the left hand. So the Moravaita, Omru Olov Rabbi Yishmoel ben Kimchis. It was said about the Yishmoel ben Kimchis, that his two handfuls of the keteris equal the measurement of four carbon. So Mele, his calf had more, weighed more than the machta of the gecholim. And still, that was a far we said before. There's a light plug to say you should always take it in your right hand, the machta of gecholim, and your left hand to use for the keteris. The Omer, and it was said like this, he used to say that kol hanoshim zardu. All the women used to use this zorda. We'll soon see what it means. V'zorat imei olalagag. But what his mother used was better than all of them. In other words, that's why he became such a big Kohen Gadol, such a big person, because his mother did good things. We'll soon see what it means. Ezekiel the army, some say what it means to say the Zardo is the arson, that his mother ate healthy wheat. When she was pregnant, she ate very good foods, very good wheat, and because of that, he became out to be a strong, healthy, big Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yechiel, arson yofel choyla. Arson, the type of a food of chopped up wheat, is good for a sick person. So Mela, she took the best type of zerdun, arson, she took the best type, and therefore he was a very strong and big Kohen Gadol, big person. Vika the army in some say no, it goes on to Shikhva Zera. In other words, when his mother conceived, that Zera was the pure, the best Zera there was. Ukhdir of Avua. The Rabbi Avua, Rami Avua, asked us for Stira. Ksiv, it says in one place that David HaMelech said, Vataz Reini Chayla Mechama. In other words, you should purify my seed before I go to fight. Ksiv, another Pesach says, Hamaz Reini Chayla Mechama. That Kosh Baruch Hu girded him before he went to fight. Is on my David. So David said like this, Zirisoni, like first purify me, let me be the best of the Zera. And then, Vizirastoni, and then give me strength. So you have these two things. So he was saying that his mother, I don't know how they knew how to do it, how she could do it, but I call upon him, when he was conceived, it was from the best Zera there was. Yeah, like Rashi says, Ika the army, some say, Hai Zera the arson, comma. The yofuhu lechol is good for a sick person. The stam nashu mubres cholis. Most pregnant women are sick. The yochle zorid, they eat the zorid. The arson shein mini maichol chitin. The type of a food made out of wheat. Kedemin masech the brochus. Chilka chita de metavre biasisom. Letrei, it's cut up into two parts. Targis letlos. Zorid liyarbo. If you have the wheat chopped up into four parts, that's called zorid. So the kid said, you put the zorid into the arson, that's good for a chayla. And he said that his mother took the best zorid there was. And some say, goes on, Mashiach v'zer, Rashi says, comma, Shein yisir asav lad mikola tipom, el mina biru shabor, from the purest part of the zorid. And that's what he said, that his mother conceived from the purest part of the zorid. That's why he was so big and strong. And that's what David HaMelech also said, like Rashi says, v'zer astoni, loshin zorid, like a zara, you're throwing away the bed. Es agurin, hasarim, nevar es atipa. He's choosing out the best tipa, the best part of the zara, and that's where he was created from. Right. Omru olav our Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchis. It was said about this Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yishmael, that pamachas tipa dvor mimar v'yechod. Bishuk. One time it happened on Yom Kippur, in the middle of doing the avoidus, he had it for some reason, it must be very, very important, he had to go outside the Beis Midrash and talk to an Arab. It doesn't say clear what the story was, but for some reason he had to go outside. V'nitze tzinura mipiv al begodav. Now while he was talking to the Arab, some of the spit of his mouth landed on his begodim. And we know the halacha is that midrabbonin anakim as tumas zav, and the spit of the zav is metamiyu. So now the Kohen Gadol became tamei, so he's not going to do the avoider anymore. So he had to have the second kohen go, the second one, the skan, take over. So the Gemara said the Maisa was v'nichnas yeshev of Ochiv. It was his brother that was the skan. V'shimesh tachtov, and he took over the rest of that day. He was the kohen gadol. V'rosa imon shnei kahanim gedolim b'yom echad. Like it's saying the shrach about Kimchis, that his mother, she saw her two sons become a kohen gadol the same year. V'shuv, but another Maisa happened. So our gear is why it happened another different year. Veshuv omru all over Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, because now the mice was again about Rabbi Shmuel. Mashma the next year was still Kohen Gadol the next year. That Tamachas Yotzav the Sipurim Odom Echad. One time he had to go out and talk to a special master, another Echad, again for some reason in the middle of doing the Avodas on Yom Kippur, and he had to go out Peshuk in the street. Venitze Tinura Mipiv Abgodiv, and it happened again that the spit of this goy landed on his clothing, so he became tummy, he couldn't do the avoider anymore in Yom Kippur. Venichnas Yosef Ochiv, so his brother, the third brother, or the second brother, the third one of the third son of the Kimchis, Veshimesh Tatav, and he was the skan that year, he became the Kohen Gadol. For also Imon Shnei Kahanim Gedolim B'Yemechod, and again that his mother was able to see her two children to be the Kohen Gadol for that year. That's the way we have the girsa here. I think the Miri has the girsa that it's happened in one year.
And the guess was that all three of his sons became the Kohen Gadol. In other words, first Rabbi Yishmael had to go out and talk to the Arab. And then his brother Yishevev took over. And then Yishevev had to go out that day to talk to the other Nechod. And he became Tomei. And then his third brother, Yosef, he took over. And his guess was that his mother saw in 1 year the three children becoming Kohen Kohen and Gedolim. Tana Rabbanan learned in a price like this. Shiva Bonim Hoyelola Kimchas. She had seven different children. Kulam Shimshu Bakuna Gedolah. And all seven of them were Zeicha to be a Kohen Gadol. Izomru lo Chachom, so Chachom went to talk to her and asked her, Ma Osisa Shazchis Lakach, what did you do so special that you were Zeicha to have such good children? So before she speak out, Baistis, they knew it wasn't totally in the father. The father wasn't anything special. So therefore they went to the mother and asked the mother, what did you do special to have such good children? Well, some say that these seven children were not from the same father. It was from different fathers. So Mela was Mashma, clearly it was the mother. It was because of the schus of the mother that the children came out to be Kohanim Gedolim. So they asked her, what did you do special to be Zeicha, to have a reward, to have such good children? Is Omrulhem, she answered back, that Miyomai, from my lifetime, Loiro Koiras Besi Kale Sari, the walls of the house never saw my hair. In other words, she was a very big tznua. She had her hair covered all the time in the house. So the Torah Yisrael speaks out that Bishor Shehoisi Yecholol Echsoisim. It means at times when she could cover them. In other words, about there are certain times, like taking a shower, that you can't cover your head. So at that time, she didn't do it, true. But any time that she could cover it, she always had her hair covered in the house. Even though maybe certain times she's not mechuyiv to, still she did it Meterach Tznius. So because of the smile of Tznius, that's a tremendous smile of Anishon, the smile of Tznius, she was able to have such good children. Is Omru lo, but Chom answered back to Ishino, though, Harbe also came lo hilu. There were a lot of Noshim also acted like this, had this mid of Tznius, but vice versa, that alone is not enough. You have to have other Milos also. True, the Milos of Tznius helped her. Maybe that was the main help. But that alone is not enough. Like a lot of people have the mid of Tznius, and it doesn't, the children did become kind of Gedolim. So true, this helped, but there had to be something else also. Turn around, we look at a price like this. The Pasuk says, Bekumtzai. The Pasuk, by taking a kemitza, when you have a mincha, and let's say a flour and oil mixed together, and now the kohen has to, any kohen, has to come and take the handful out of the mincha, that's called the kemitza, and that you burn on the mizbeach, and the rest is called the shirayim, the kohen are allowed to eat it. So the Pasuk says, Bekumtzai, you have to take it in your handful. So we darshin shalayase midel kemitz. You're not allowed to make a measuring cup. Like take one cup of the flour and oil out of the mincha and say this should be for the kemitza. No, the pasuk says bukumtzai. You have to use your hands. Like we'll see later exactly how we did the kemitza. But you have to use your three fingers to make the kemitza with. That's the locha by regular mincha. Iboilus. Now the Gemara declares a shaila like this: Mahu sheyase midul lachafina. What about on Yom Kippur when the kohen gadol has to take his two handfuls worth of the k'teris? That's called the moly chafnov. What about there? Could we just take a measuring cup, like we'll measure how big the Kohen Gadol's hands are? They come out to be a whole 2 pounds. So now we'll take 2 pounds worth of the k'teris and use a measuring cup. Or no, or do we have to use his hands? So more hosam udichsir bekumtzai. By your mincha, it says clearly the pasuk bekumtzai, you have to use your hands. Mashenkein avol hocha deloiksiv bechofnov. And the Torah doesn't say bechofnov, you have to use your hands. Ela moly chofnov. The pasuk says you have to have 2 handfuls. But maybe it's only a shear, it's an amount. How much k'teris do you have to take in? The amount that would fit into your 2 handfuls. Now, if you know how much fits into your 2 handfuls, you know it fits in exactly 16 ounces. So take a cup that has 16 ounces, could hold 16 ounces, and fill it up with k'teris. Maybe you don't have to make a moly chofnov with your hands. It's enough just to take the measurement. It's Elo Molechov Nov Keteris Sanam Daka. That's all the Pasuk says. Therefore, Loi, maybe you don't need Bedafka your hands. You could use a Keli. Oy Dilma, the Mor says no. The other side is no. Yalef Mole Mole Bekumtzai. We learn out of Xer Shova. It says the word Mole Kumtzai by Menachis. It says the word Mole over there. And here by Chofnov, by Yom Kippur, it says Mole Chofnov. And they're both extra. Therefore, we make this gzeirah shavah, that just like by the menachis, you have to use your hands, maybe here also, by the Chfina, by Yom Kippur also, the Kohen Gadol B'davka has to use his two hands to make the Chfina. So that's the Shaila. What's the Halacha? So Gemara answers, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you a Raya. Our Mishnah says, V'kach hoysa midosai. This is the Midah of the Molichofna. Now what is the Mishnah saying, L'chur Tzekstrom? It already said that if you have a bigger Kohen Gadol, it's a bigger amount. It was a smaller Kohen Gadol, there's less of amount. So what does it mean, this Loshon here, V'kach hoysa midosai? So my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, Shim rotza lasois Midah is oisalo? Here's the word Acheres take out. Shim rotza lasois Midah oisal. Oisa, that if you want to make a measuring cup, like if you know how much fits into your two handfuls, that's enough. You're allowed to use a measuring cup now. That's what the Mishnah means to say. That the kach oisa midosa, this is the meter, this is the measuring cup, you're allowed to use. So my answer is, Loi, no, that's not pshat, no, Mishnah, I'll tell you. Hochi koma, this is what our Mishnah means to say. V'kach hoya choyzer v'choyfna lefnim. I'll tell you the what. That he had it when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was saying he came in now, in his right hand he was holding the machta full of gecholim, of coals, in his left hand he was holding the kaf, his spoon full of the keteris, true would have the amount of his molichof, of his two handfuls. What the Mishnah means to say is, once he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, after he puts down the pan of the coals, now he has to get those keteris back into his hands. He has to have a second time a molichof nov, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what the Mishnah means to say. This was the Midah that he did a second time to make again, to put this Molichofnov back into his hands. For the Gemara of that Pshanah Mishnah, Shamat Minoh, there should be a writer for now Mishnah, that Choyfen v'choyze v'choyfen, to this halacha, that even though you do once a Molichofnov outside, like our Mishnah says, first you bring the Machte full of the Keteris out of the base of Tinus, and then the Kohen Gadol takes his two handfuls and gets the two handfuls worth of the keteris, and then he puts it into the kaf. So that was one molichofnov. Now you're telling me the Mishnah means to say when he comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to now, we'll see later how he does it exactly, on the tomorrow's daf we'll see, but I'll call upon him, he has to pour back from that molich, from the molich kaf, the spoon, he has to spill those keteris back into his two hands again. So you have to have a second nice tachfin inside. And this is the shaila laid in the Gemara. So the Gemara is asking the question now. If you're telling me that's Pshat now Mishnah, so how could there be a question in the Gemara later? It's enough in the Mishnah that you have to make a second Chafina. So the Gemara, true, maybe there's no Raya from our Mishnah. Dilma Shimrot Salasis Midoisa. In other words, the Mishnah is not 100% Raya. It could be Pshat now Mishnah just telling you, like we just said, not like that, but it could be that maybe the Mishnah is saying if you want to use a Midah, you're allowed to use a Midah. Or the Mishnah is saying you don't, Badavka has to use a Molichofen of your hands. It's enough to use the measurement. In other words, zil hochi yomatzilei, v'zil hochi yomatzilei. You want to bring it right this way from the Mishnah, I'll say no, the pshat's the other way. You want to bring it right to the other way, I can be matzilei you both ways. So, b'chitzam, you don't have any raya, any proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah could be learned one of the two ways. Either the chiddush is, you don't have to use molichofen of mamish, you could use a measuring cup. Or else the Mishnah telling us, you have to have a second Maisa Chfina, true. You have to do it once outside, and then once inside again. But for now, Mishnah, you don't have any 100% Raya. In Naami, the Gemara says, that our Mishnah means to say, that the exact amount of the Moli Chofna you used outside, that's how much you have to have inside. You're not allowed to lose anything in between while you bring it in, or you can't add to it while you bring it in. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is not going in whether you could use the kli or your hands. That's not what the Mishnah is discussing. The Mishnah is just saying the exact amount that you used outside, that first Moli Chofna, whether it's your hands mamish, or whether it's in a measuring cup, you have to have that same amount inside with you by the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You can't add to it or you can't make it less. So now there's no raya, what's the pshat? Yeah, Morris is right now. Tana Rabbonin. Mole kumtsai. We learned by Menachis, Mincha, you have to have a full handful. Is yochum of eretz, maybe even the flour that's sticking out of your hands also is good. Tamulay mebekumtsai. Now the pasuk is only what's in your handful of the kemitz of the flour. Ibekumtsai, if it just means what's inside your handful, yochol afilu brush eretz boisav. Maybe you just have to, like, just the tip of your fingers, bring it together as close as possible to the top of your fingers, and just what's in that small amount, that could be enough for the kemitza. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, no, mole kumsoi. You have to have a full handful. So, where is the steer in the psukim? Is it full or not? So we darshin kida kamtsi inchi, that the way a person takes a handful, that's how much of kmitz of the mincha you have to have. What does that mean? How does it come out? That choyfe sholoshetz boisov al pisas yodei. The way you make a kmitza, any coin, when he brings the mincha, he has to take his middle three fingers and put it into the kli to get inside those three fingers as much flour as possible. So you put your three fingers and bend them over to the wrist, or to your wrist, or to the